So my name is Luke Humphrey, and I'm a program manager in the project product group. A little bit about myself before we start talking about the session. I've been working on projects for the past several years. I caught the tail end release of the 2007 version, and I've worked on everything from Active Directory synchronization to demand and portfolio management to this release, helping with the reimagining of the client look and feel and the project web app getting started experience. Also, another focus of mine, however, has been early adoption of project inside Microsoft and just really getting more teams and departments and orgs inside Microsoft using project. A little bit about me personally. You may have seen me on the scooter scooting around the convention. I hurt my leg, so usually I dance around a little bit more in presentations, but because of the leg injury, I have to disappoint you there. When I'm not designing project features or evangelizing project adoption internally, I do a lot of mountain climbing in the Cascade Range in Washington. I climbed Mount Rainier for my 6th and 7th time this year, and then I managed to break my ankle in a padded indoor gym, so go figure, bad luck. So let's talk about early adoption with Project Online 2013. The primary focus of this presentation will be on Microsoft internal early adoption. We'll talk about, we'll do case studies on three internal customers who have really hit the ground running early with Project Online. We will talk a little bit about external customers and their early adoption, but it'll just sort of be a preview. We're working with several external customers through our rapid deployment program to put together really comprehensive case studies on how they've been leveraging Project and Project Online 2013. So those will be forthcoming later, probably published on the Microsoft site, but I do want to give you a preview of, you know, what types of industries these customers are in and what their feedback has been thus far. And then we'll wrap it up by tying together some common threads of the benefits that we've seen early adopter customers get from using Project and Project Online 2013, and then also some best practices that they have worked for these customers. And of course, we'll cap it off with the Q&A. So Microsoft early adoption. I first want to talk about our internal Microsoft tenant and how we planned that for Project Online. And then we'll talk about three customers internally who have been using Project Online since July of this year when we released our public beta. We also released an internal service for Project Online for Microsoft customers. Global Partner Services, they do content delivery for the partner network, so content actually creation and delivery. And I may have a co-presenter joining me who is running the program there. It looks like he's not here yet, but hopefully he gets here and he can kind of walk you through their experience and benefits they've already seen by using Project Online 2013, as well as some best practices they've been following. Next, we'll talk briefly about Bing Relevance, who also has adopted Project Online for helping with all of their releases. Bing Relevance is the team that is the smarts behind Bing.com. So whenever you search for something on Bing.com, the results you get, the social integration, all of the things that you see show up in that search query page, Bing Relevance team is behind all of that logic. And then finally, we'll go into a large implementation inside Microsoft by talking about Microsoft IT. I've been a little bit more personally involved with those guys, so we'll talk about how they're excited about their early adoption of Project Online 2013. But first, let's talk a little bit about our tenant planning. So our tenant is a Microsoft-specific tenant for the company, and we needed to develop the tenant in a way that would meet several challenges you see here, and then also make sense for how we would onboard teams for Project Online. We do and have had a lot of Project and Project Server internal usage in Microsoft historically, but it's been more in pockets. We haven't had a comprehensive streamlined service inside Microsoft where any team can easily onboard to Project, but we have case studies on our website around HR, MSIT, et cetera, using Project Server 2010 and earlier versions. But again, they've sort of been on their own with working with data centers to get together hardware, managing SharePoint farms, et cetera. It wasn't until we launched the Project Online service that we were able to offer this, you know, streamlined, a few clicks, and any team in Microsoft is up and running with Project Online. But with Project Online enabling that for Microsoft, we still face several challenges. One is around scale. So Microsoft is a huge company. We have almost 100,000 employees. You double that if you add contractors and vendors. So we needed to think about how we were going to scale. And we also wanted to minimize the number of, and this is Sean, he's just getting ready. He'll be talking about global partner services shortly. Second challenge, we wanted to minimize the number of project web app instances. We didn't want just any individual or small team coming in and creating a project web app instance. There are a lot of benefits you get by consolidating into a department level scale, including like all up reporting, not having to redo all the configuration, et cetera. So we wanted to put in place encouragement for teams to pool together and create higher level project web app instances. We also needed to educate and connect users. A lot of people in Microsoft know what project is, know what project web app is. Not all of them do, and of course they aren't all familiar with the new features and functionality in 2013. So we needed to develop a strategy to educate and connect users, and especially early on, because Microsoft folks will see all this stuff before externals do. So I'll talk about how we did that. Streamline the onboarding process. We really wanted to make it easy for anybody in Microsoft to leverage the capabilities of Project and Project Online. We did want to balance that with other things, though, like making sure we integrate with some of the compliance requirements Microsoft IT has, and then also, you know, making sure that people understood how to leverage the capabilities of Project and Project Online. So our approach, to manage the scale issue, we dedicated an entire SharePoint Online farm just for Microsoft. And in doing so, we learned how to do this for other large tenants that may sign on for Project Online, who may have, you know, thousands and thousands of SharePoint sites and maybe several Project Web App instances as well. Our dedicated farm syncs with the Microsoft Active Directory. So inside Microsoft, we use our same credentials that we sign onto our computer and to access other CorpNet resources. We use those same credentials to sign into the Project Online, SharePoint Online experience. We created a customized project portal. And this is something we did early on in the product group. All of the program managers who developed the Project 2013 features, including those who worked on the stuff that ships with SharePoint out of the box, the project management features that ships with SharePoint, irrespective of if you get Project Online. We all created videos and wikis to educate internal Microsoft users on the capabilities and best practices for using SharePoint and Project Online, and we tailored it to a Microsoft audience. So we'll link directly to internal resources. We'll speak a little bit more casually and use sort of the Microsoft vernacular really to get folks interested and make the content really relevant to the internal Microsoft audience. A lot of that content you'll see filter out into external documentation as well, and it will be tweaked for that audience. We also, as part of the project portal, needed to implement a sign-up form. So if you wanted to get Project Web App, you needed a sign-up form and process to do that. But we wanted that sign-up form to be contextual to where you would learn about Project Online and how you can leverage it for your team, department, or org. And then finally, we wanted to further connect users together and provide a place where they could sort of help each other out with issues. So we leveraged the new SharePoint community feature, which is really great, and I'll show you just a quick preview of what that looks like for Project. And that is really enabling users across Microsoft of Project and SharePoint to come together, talk about issues, talk about how they're using the product, get help from the product group, from each other, et cetera. So now I'll just kind of quickly walk you through what it looks like to sign on to the Microsoft tenant and then to sign up for Project Online, and then we'll get into the actual case studies of the early adopters inside Microsoft. So if I go to the Project Online tenant at microsoft.sharepoint.com, you know, I'll get this, and I click on sites, I'll get a bunch of featured sites that are specific to Microsoft. I'll see the sites that I'm following. And if I want to create a new site, I just click on the New Site button. And then here we've customized this form so that MSIT can link into some of their compliance stuff. But it's still really easy just to create a new SharePoint site. And creating a SharePoint site is a prerequisite with our process to adding Project Web App. So we want people to start with SharePoint and then add Project Web App if they've been educated about it and it makes sense for them to do so. So here I would sign up for my SharePoint site. It's really easy. Just give it a name, description. MSIT has us put a backup owner with people leaving the company. Sometimes it's hard to figure out who owns what site. And then I classify my site at a compliance security level. And then I'm off and running with my SharePoint site. Then if I want to learn about how to do project and work management with either SharePoint or Project Online, what I can do is in the Suite Nav, which is the top navigation element when you sign into an online tenant, there's a projects link when your company has enabled the Project Online license in your tenant. For small or medium-sized orgs, typically you'll have, you know, maybe one primary project web app where you do all your project consolidation, and that projects link will direct you to that project web app. For larger orgs like Microsoft, you may have several project web app instances. And so what we recommend and what we've done at Microsoft is we redirect that projects link to a content portal that talks about how to do project management and what the various options are from SharePoint to Project Professional to Project Online, Project Web App. So by clicking that projects link in Microsoft, it'll take you to this custom project portal, and right off the bat you see an overview video, and this is using the video features of SharePoint, and then you see it separated into sort of three sections. One is how to do task tracking using SharePoint, and that's how folks can leverage the out-of-the-box SharePoint features like the task list, which has been improved for 2013, the timeline view, making your team site a project-enabled site, and then the task aggregation feature on your My Site, where we aggregate tasks from Project Server, from SharePoint task lists, and even from Outlook to one place in your task section of your My Site. Second, we have how to leverage Project Professional, new features there around desktop reporting, enhanced syncing with SharePoint sites, et cetera. And then finally, we talk about getting department level visibility with Project Web App or Project Online. And then we offer links to all the videos and wikis on how to configure and use Project Web App, and then how to sign up for it as well. So a quick preview of the configure section. Here we have about a dozen videos and wikis on how someone who's configuring Project Web App would do so. Anything from giving the users the right access to connecting SharePoint task lists to Project Web App to using the timeline, et cetera. And then we have another dozen videos on the end user for Project Web App. So turning ideas into projects, connecting to Project Server via Project Professional, doing portfolio strategy, reporting, et cetera. All these videos and wikis were here early on so that early adopter customers could learn the capabilities and sort of get off the ground, hit the ground running with Project, which would in turn give the product group early feedback and validation of their scenarios. And we ended up actually catching quite a few issues, and we were able to fix those pre-release. Another thing we have is our fit assessment FAQ. So if you're inside Microsoft and you're not familiar with what Project Web App is, how it's different from a task list on SharePoint, what it takes to run a Project Web App instance, we kind of give you this fit assessment FAQ so that you can educate yourself before you sign your team or department up for Project. And then when you've sort of got familiar with all that and you say, yes, I do want to add Project to my SharePoint site, we have a button on our wiki page that links to a simple form we've customized using InfoPath that has a SharePoint task list in the background. And it's sort of an early iteration of the form. We're going to continue to improve it, but the gist is it sort of educates you up top, you know, is Project Online right for my team? It takes you to FAQ. How do I learn about SharePoint and Project Online? It takes you to all the videos and wikis. And then a really important one is what teams are already using Project inside Microsoft. So we give you access to a list of all the teams in Microsoft that are using Project, and we encourage you to onboard with an existing team if it made sense to do so. So if you already have somebody maybe in a sibling org in Microsoft who's using Project Online, it may not make sense for you to just start from scratch and do your own Project instance. So we sort of facilitate hooking you up with current users of Project Online. And then if that's all fine and you know that you want your own instance, we let you just fill out a simple form and then hit create, and then you're off and running. And in the background, we'll process and create a project, or we'll add Project web app to your existing SharePoint site that you've created. So next, we'll get into people who have gone through that process and are leveraging Project Online. But first, let me just show you a quick preview of our internal community site. So this, again, is leveraging the out-of-the-box SharePoint community feature, which is really cool. Anybody who uses SharePoint 2013 gets this. And here we have categories for different products. Project is one of them. And here, users can come together and share best practices, post issues. You can like posts, you can feature posts. So if there are posts such as, you know, we had different versions of the client as we were preparing for release and we wanted to communicate which version you should be on currently, so we can just sort of pin that post to the top. And then we have top contributors featured, so it can be sort of highlighting people that are using the community a lot. As you see, there's Luke Humphrey there, very active in the community. So anyway, the community has been a great tool for us to help users who are doing early adoption inside Microsoft, get them unblocked, and then also have them share their knowledge and experience with other users. Now let's talk about some actual case studies inside Microsoft. And I wanted to start with Global Partner Services. And actually, we have Sean Earp here, who is running the Project Online instance for Global Partner Services. So I'll turn it over to him, and he can talk about how he's been using Project Online and the benefits and best practices that he's seeing there.
Perfect. Thanks, Luke. So my name is Sean Earp. I'm a program manager with Global Partner Services. So if you're a Microsoft partner, all of the support benefits that you get are handled by my team. So if you call up with a program question or a technical pre-sales question, or you need some advisory, or something's broken, you call up and talk to our break-fix support engineers. That's all handled by my team. So we're relatively a small team, but we're distributed globally. So we have our program management out of Issaquah, which is just south of Redmond. But all of our technical experts are across the globe. They do local language support on all of the various enterprise products that we support. And in July, we started, so we do quite a bit. Our first preview at some of the best practices we discovered are to not boil the ocean. So we started actually very small with the scope of what we were going to manage in Project Online. We have any number of projects, but we specifically focused on some of the content creation projects that we do just in the advisory space. Over time, as we expand, the people who know how to work with Project Server will expand and cover more types of projects. But we started small, and we've grown over time. All right, so we have probably a bit of a unique environment. So we have, again, SMEs all over the world. We have vendors who may not have access to our corporate network. We have program management in Issaquah. We have video editors in India and in Canada. We have our exchange expert may be in France. A CRM expert may be in Shanghai. So we do a lot of collaboration across teams, and we've been doing that in SharePoint for a while. But we haven't had a lot of the formal way of tracking the tasks as all of these teams interact with each other. We have a number of different types of standard projects that we typically do. The content creation ones are the ones that were the most difficult for us, had the most moving pieces. So we create content using our technical expert, which may be all over the world. We review it with someone somewhere else in the world. We have a content editor in Sammamish. We need to then localize it in a number of different languages all over the world. We need to record it as video, and then we need to publish it. There's a lot of moving pieces there, and if we don't have visibility as to what's working end-to-end, someone who's expecting a deliverable somewhere across that process is going to be disappointed. We had a couple of key business drivers that we wanted to focus on when we worked on the project here. So the first is the reporting and our stakeholder communication, because we were both over-communicating and under-communicating at the same time. So our executives and our leadership, they want to know at a high level, when will this project be done? What are the risks that you're seeing? They don't care about what's happening down in the weeds. Now, our team managers in, say, Spain wants to know, when will the Spanish version of this recording be available? Our folks that publish to the Partner Learning Center want to know, when will the video be ready to publish? And so we either put every bit of detail about every project in every language into our status reports, which killed our project managers and gave too much detail, or we went 30,000 foot, hey, we're red on this project, and then our team managers complained that they weren't getting enough information. So we wanted to be able to provide the right level of information to the different stakeholders that we had. Second key problem that we were having was around resource management. We were hitting bottlenecks at different phases throughout, where we would surprise our content editor with a lot of different content at one time because project manager A wasn't talking to project manager B, and we were finishing that content all at the same time. And then our project plans were getting messed up because we didn't know who we had with what capability and what capacity over time. And the last was around the task management. We had this nice, beautiful work breakdown structure. We assigned tasks to people, and our project managers, a given project may have 30 different people all over the world, had to follow up with those people constantly. Hey, how are you on this task? How are you doing on that task? And as we're time zones across the world, it was very painful. And if someone didn't reply to their emails, we quite often did not have an accurate status on where our tasks are. We wanted to remove some of the burden from the project manager, mainly following up with lots of people on lots of different projects, and automate some of that, which Project Online allowed us to do. So for our executive stakeholders, our leadership team, they just want to know when the project is going to be done. And so one of the new features of Project 2013, or Project Online 2013, is the cross-project timeline. In Project 2010, you can do this on a project. You can show what's happening in different phases and put it in a nice timeline that you can paste into an email or a PowerPoint. But with 2013, you can actually do that cross-project. So our leadership can go in and just see a nice graphical view. When is this project going to be done? And this live update, so as the project gets moved forward or backward, it's always up to date here. The other thing that our leadership particularly wanted to do, as they're going through and looking at 30 different projects, again, they don't have time to get into the weeds. They just wanted a nice dashboard with some key performance indicators. How are we doing on our overall scope? How are we doing on schedule, resources? Where do we have risks? So we set up a nice dashboard here. Over on the left, you can see that risks and issues actually surface. So we can see that this project's red because of schedule. If they want to dive down to that next level of detail and see what are the risks, who's it been assigned to, what's the status of it, that's all tracked automatically. Anything that's entered on the project site, the issues and risks, roll up into the Project Center dashboard here, and we found that particularly useful. You can also then click through to the schedule. So if you're someone who, if you absolutely want to dive into where are we on a particular part of this project, you can do so right through the web browser. You don't have to have project installed. Doesn't matter what browser you have, what operating system you have, it opens up. We found that quite useful. And I mentioned our resource utilization problem. Once you start having everyone put their projects into the same place, you can start tracking resources. And when we, yes, I actually like this. This is showing in the past. You can actually show the future as well. We found when we put in what we were expecting our content editor and our video editor to do, we were expecting that they were going to accomplish 800 hours of work between two people in 1 week of time. And that probably explains why we're having some work-life balance problems with our people. And once you see the problem, you can take steps to correct the problem. You can push back the due date, you can reset expectations with your stakeholders, you can stop doing some work, you could hire more people, but until you have visibility to what the problem is, you can't address the problem. And this was really an eye-opener for us because our editors have been saying for a while, you're giving us too much stuff, we don't know how to even prioritize it, you're dumping it all on us at the same time, and we have no visibility of what's coming in the future. And by getting the projects in, they can go into their task queue and see what their upcoming work is, their current work, they can move things around. And as a project manager, the team planner view within project, also very, very useful at seeing what work different people are doing visually and being able to rearrange it and move it on to other people. Also, as you set up the enterprise resource pool, you can put in people's titles or their skills. So if you have five project managers or three editors, you can also reassign to someone else who has the same skill set as the person that you maybe have working on something. Okay, so the key things that we found very, very valuable here. First of all, the online service. In the 2010 timeframe, I ran Project Server on a server under my desk. We like to do that at Microsoft because we're geeks and there's extra computers everywhere. But it's a complicated beastie. You have Windows Server with SQL Server on top of it, with SharePoint on top of that, Project Server on top of that. If you're doing any sort of BI, you have SQL Server analysis services. If people are trying to connect remotely, you have to worry about how's their network connection working. And it also turns you into the help desk for running the product. If someone in Shanghai couldn't access the project server at midnight, they would bug me about it. And by moving to Project Online, all of the hygiene goes away. I can just focus on running it as a business platform, solve the business problems that I'm having without needing to worrying about patching. Do I have my transaction logs backed up? I don't have to worry about any of that anymore, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The accessible anywhere, in Jeff Tieber's demo on the first day, you saw what the performance was like accessing SharePoint in the data center in Amsterdam. The performance is beautiful, and it doesn't matter whether you're on a corporate network with a fast pipe or if you're at a Starbucks, it doesn't matter what type of device you are, you can access Project Online from anywhere. So our vendors that may be working out of a home office can access with no problems. Our people in a remote office in India can connect with no problems. So the accessible anywhere, super key for us. The simplified security and sharing. Again, if you've worked with Project Server 2010, it had its own set of permissions. It was a little bit difficult to manage. On our team, we work with SharePoint all of the time, and our new users would go into Project Server 2010 and expect it to work the same. They'd add somebody to the team site, but find out that they didn't have permissions to see the project plan. And particularly for new users, it was very, very difficult for us. Not a problem with Project Online. You use your normal SharePoint groups like you would. It works as you expect them to. You can invite people to Project Web App or from the team site in a very, very simple UI. And as we're bringing new people onto Project Online, the difficulty we had back in 2010 is they had so difficulty wrapping their heads around how these things work conceptually. When we simplify that, again, they can focus not on worrying about project server permissions, but just on running their projects and adding people to the projects. The targeted information for the different stakeholders. So by getting everything in one place, instead of having spreadsheets to manage the projects for one project manager and someone else managing something in project, we have all the information in one place, and then we can slice and dice that information as we needed to. So in the project center, if you need to group all projects by owner, you can do that. If you want to group them by status, you can do that. If you want to filter them out so only the projects for a department show up or projects that are behind schedule show up, you can slice and dice what information is shown to different stakeholders all over the place. And it made it very simple to have a leadership view where they saw the information they wanted, to have a team manager view where they saw what they wanted, project managers could see what they wanted within the project itself. Team members probably don't care about all the tasks behind and after theirs. They want to know what they're working on. And we found that very, very useful. Resource management, again, opened our eyes to where we had some bottlenecks so that we were able to fix them. Our team before did a lot of, well, just solve it. Work a little bit later, come in a little bit earlier, try harder. When you see that someone's being assigned 10 times what they can do, that becomes a business problem that you can solve rather than something that you could wish away. The team member updates, super, super key here. A given project manager is typically working on 7 or 8 projects at a time, which may have 15 to 30 people on the project at one time. All the team member has to do is go into their My Tasks now and submit a status update. We say, hey, please do this on Friday, submit your status update. They all get sent to the project manager. Doesn't require us to go out and ask 30 people or 100 people what their status is every week. We just need to send out an email. Hey guys, it's Friday, please send in your status updates, and they send it back in. Much simpler to keep our project plans up to date, because a project plan that is not up to date is not of much use to anyone. So our PMs love that feature. And then the reporting. I can't report anything. Pivot tables are hard for me. The built-in reports in the Project Professional client are beautiful. You can copy and paste them and edit them so simply. Paste them into PowerPoint or into an email, and it looks like you invested a lot of time into doing reports, and you put no time in. And then we had a particular instance where we wanted a report that wasn't available out of the box. So our team managers wanted specifically to know what are the deliverables by date, by project, and there wasn't a built-in report that showed that. You can actually take Excel, connect it via OData, and the steps are very simple. It takes about 6 seconds. You pick what table you want to report on. So we pick the deliverables table, and you're able to create a pivot chart in seconds that showed what we want. It wasn't available out of the box, but even if you don't know reporting, you don't have to worry about the tables or the cubes behind the scenes. You just choose what data you want. It shows up in a report. Very, very simple. All right, so best practices. Luke showed what they set up. We really loved the overall videos. The first thing that was difficult for us was just to get people conceptually to wrap their heads around project and Project Online and what it could do. There are a million things that you could do. And if you've seen some of the overviews of Project Online, you see the maturity from the basic task management all the way up through the portfolio management. Project and Project Online, Project Server will do a million things. Don't try to do a million things on day one. Don't try to boil the ocean. Don't try to do a million types of projects on day one. Start with a subset of your projects, a subset of your project team, and start by familiarizing yourselves with what the product itself can do, and pick some of those things. Start with task management, start with some basic reports, and then over time, as you become more mature, as you understand how the product works, you can add in more things, but start off with the easy stuff. So the site that Luke set up, not available externally, but on the project blog, Heather O'Cole's been posting a lot of similar information about what the different features are, how they work. Starting next week, I'll be doing the same, be putting up some videos as to how a given product or feature works and how to work through some of that. But become familiar with what the product does and start with some of the easy features. We also found it very useful to have a business champion, executive sponsor, who could say, hey, for these projects, they must be in Project Online. Our project managers have been doing things their way for a long time. Some like to track things in Outlook, some in Excel, some in paper. But until you have everyone working out of the same system, you can't take advantage of some of the benefits of the resource management, having everybody be able to see what people are available. So the business sponsor was actually super key for us. A project champion, there's a couple ways to go about it, but you want to have somebody who knows how to use this. New users are going to have just random questions. Something won't work the way they expect it to do, and having a go-to person who can show how it's supposed to work and answer questions, even if it's simple stuff. So how do you delete a project once you've created one? It's not actually super easy to find, but it's a key thing that people might want to do. So having someone you can go to and ask is key, and then the communities that Luke set up also. So those were broader, outside of our team, those were for all of the different project management teams in Microsoft that were using Project Online, where people were able to post questions or post some of their best practices, and you could go and see something that someone else had asked, and that saved us a lot of time. The training, you want to show people how to use things. We had some brown bag sessions at lunch. We brought in people who were interested in seeing how things work. Did some hands-on sessions, were able to answer questions in real time. And then we recorded some videos. Both on my team, I recorded some specific to how our org uses the product. And then on the site that Luke set up, here's how the product works videos were very useful. Here's how you configure feature X. Videos were very useful. And then, hey, you're a team member. Team members don't need to know how to create a work breakdown structure. All a team member may need to know how to do is how to update their task status. So some small 5-minute snacks on how to do a particular thing that were targeted at whoever was using them, we found to be very useful. The enterprise templates on our team, we have a couple of types of projects that we do pretty regularly, whether it's a content development project, a product launch. They follow most of the same phases, many of the same steps. We put in some generic steps, some generic resources, so that our project managers are able to start following the same steps. They customize it for a given product launch or a particular type of content. But setting up enterprise project types, pretty easy. You can also set up template SharePoint sites. So for our content creation sites, we want to have a standard PowerPoint template that we use and an abstract template that we use. So we created a SharePoint site that we use regularly, and we use that as a template. So everything's there when we start. And then the reporting, you can do, if you're not doing a lot of reporting now, you'll be amazed at what you can do out of the box. And then you can tweak and customize both the visual reports that are in project, or you can connect, again, via OData and Excel and go to town with the reportings available there. And that's what I have. Thanks, Luke.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sean. Yeah, and Sean has also been a great community advocate inside Microsoft. Like he said, posting videos, being active in the community. He's actually a great reference for other teams in Microsoft who would be interested in onboarding to Project as well, based on his experience. So now let's move to a different case study. This is Bing Relevance. I'm kind of going to cruise through this one a little bit and get to Microsoft IT. But let's talk a little bit about how Bing Relevance was able to leverage Project Online to better track their releases for Bing.com. So basically, like I said before, Bing Relevance does search rankings for Bing.com. And basically anything that's the smarts behind the scenes when you do a query on Bing, so you'd go to Bing, you type in something, enjoy the beautiful photography, and then you would get all of these results here. So all of the logic that's going in behind what search results you get, what order you get them in, some of the metadata that are attached to certain entity types like movies, the social integration, everything is being done behind the scenes, developed by the Bing Relevance team. They have 40 plus releases every 6 months, so they're always churning and improving the search experience on Bing. They're sort of a medium-sized team, and they already have 16 teams onboarded, 16 sub-teams within Bing Relevance onboarded to Project Online since July, and that's growing as they see and realize more and more of the value they're getting from Project Online. They have a couple key usage scenarios that they've targeted. One is to unify their schedule. So they have all of these releases going on. They have all these PMs and devs working on the releases. And they need to really track the key milestones both within the releases and across the releases so that management can see the big picture and get insight into the overall health of their department. Previously, they've tried a couple different things that they've now outgrown. They started with actually just using one project file. It was like a 1,500, 2,000 line project file to manage all the releases, and that was one person managing that. They outgrew that as more releases emerged. So they've developed a custom tool to do visualization for release management. And then they outgrew that as well, so they needed to look at a new solution. And as timing had it, Project Online was just becoming available to internals, so they gave that a look. Using Project Online, they were able to build this unified schedule using the Project Center timeline that Sean talked about and Sean leverages. So it is a little bit obfuscated, but you can kind of see the high level. You have all of their releases, the high level of all of their releases stacked there with key milestones so that executives and stakeholders can easily see where everything's at a glance. And then they have the drill down into each release. And the thing they really liked about Project is that they didn't have to be very prescriptive about how each release would be managed. So you see there's sort of differences in the level of detail that they're tracking for each release. So they allowed that flexibility for the individual PMs to track the release in a way that they're most comfortable with, as long as they just roll up some of their key dates and milestones to the high-level schedule. The second scenario they targeted was flight management. So this is sort of AB flight management validating the enhancements in the releases that they're publishing to Bing.com. And this is required for each release sign-off. They've also tried a few homegrown solutions for flight management that didn't really work very well and that they outgrew as they became larger. So the requirements were they needed some way to visualize the flight management schedules. It needed to be super easy to create, manage, and update the schedules. And then they needed to do some scheduling. They needed to have some scheduling smarts so that they could predict when these releases would land and how to balance the releases. So what they ended up doing is using SharePoint and Project Online, they created a custom task form for each flight by leveraging the SharePoint task list and adding a bunch of SharePoint columns to that to capture the metadata that was pertinent to each flight. They attached a really rudimentary workflow to the SharePoint tasks, just leveraging the out-of-the-box workflow functionality, and then they connected that to Project Web App for visibility across flights. They also leveraged, for the scheduling aspect, they used custom calendars and then resource leveling in the scheduling engine in Project Professional and Project Online, and that gave them the proper planning and visibility for how these flights were landing. So just a quick kind of obfuscated peek, you can see that on the left, this is a task in a task list in SharePoint, and they've just added a ton of custom data to that that relate to the metadata they're capturing for each flight. So it was super easy for them to do out of the box without writing code, just using SharePoint. And they would hook that up to a rudimentary workflow that showed the flight status, and then tie that into also out of the box functionality of SharePoint email alerts. So all of this then could be connected to Project Web App via the new feature we have in Project 2013, where you can just point the Project Center, to a SharePoint task list, and then we suck in the high level data and display that aggregated across projects in the Project Web App UI. So for the visualization component, they would use Project Professional, and they would open up the schedules there, and then they would use the scheduling algorithm in Project Professional to sort of push these flights around and use the resource leveling algorithm to optimize when the flights would take place and then when they would land. So scheduling on the bottom and then visualization using the timeline feature, which is now published to the web in 2013. So to summarize the benefits, best practices that Bing is realizing, the decentralized management was huge for them. So previously they had one or a couple people managing these tools, like one person would manage this huge project file. They'd have to go around and coordinate with all the PMs and update it themselves, and they'd be sort of overwhelmed and a bottleneck to getting status information out that was accurate and timely. So with Project Online, they decentralized that by having all the PMs update and manage their own projects. So this one person now is really just in charge of his own releases, and he's distributed the statusing and management to all the PMs in their team, and that automatically just rolls up into the overall cross-project visualizations that you see. Also, the scheduling and resource leveling, the power of the scheduling engine that is available in the project client and in the project server, which is more powerful than ever in the server in 2013. They, again, you'll keep hearing this over and over, they like the fact that it could be accessed anywhere. They don't have to VPN in using their Microsoft card. They can access Project Online and SharePoint Online with actually rich experiences on different devices they'll use, their Windows phones, tablets, maybe some people even have an iPad, but that all works now in 2013. They really like the tiered experience based on maturity or power and ease of use. So you can do project management just using a SharePoint task list if you just need that real simple basic functionality. But now you can also do scheduling in the web, and as we've moved our scheduling engine to be modular to service both the client and the web, so we have really powerful web-based scheduling so that you can get the same similar power to the Microsoft Project Client, by just logging onto the web interface. So a lot of people like that flexibility. And then there's still people who love Project Professional and the experience that offers, especially with the new features like desktop reports, et cetera. So they liked that they had options. And based on user maturity level or maybe the task at hand, what they needed to do, they could choose between these various options. General UX, so they really liked the little things, the little improvements we made in usability, whether it's copying and pasting from Excel into the web-based scheduling, using hotkeys, et cetera. A lot of sort of the fit and finish stuff that we've invested in for 2013 to really make Project Online much more usable and accessible to a broader set of users. And then they really loved the SharePoint integration. So it tying SharePoint features together with projects. They leveraged SharePoint, as you saw, the task list. They extended that using workflow, using email alerts. They also do meeting and event schedules, document organizations, et cetera. They really, you know, the SharePoint is very familiar to them, and they like that it can also now be tied to projects in a more powerful way and then aggregated in a project web app instance. So moving now to Microsoft IT. So Microsoft IT, they do infrastructure, IT infrastructure and services globally for Microsoft, and they're pretty big, 4,000 FTEs, ton of contractors and vendors working for IT. They have 400 plus large projects per year, so they're huge when it comes to project management. They also started the online deployment. They're super excited about going online for 2013 at the same time as Sean's group and Bing Relevance back in July. They've used previous versions of Project. We have case studies published around their usage of 2010 online that you can check out. But they're super excited about going online. Some of the scenarios they're targeting, they wanted to leverage Project Online 2013 as the project management solution for all of MSIT. They wanted to do a federated model of project web apps for all of their business process units. So Microsoft IT is really big. It breaks down into, I believe, 7 business process units. I'll show you what that looks like. And they wanted to strike a balance between flexibility and sort of oversight and being able to roll up data across BPUs. So I'll show you how they approached that. Their near-term focus for 2013 is to really just target schedule management and status reporting. But long-term, they want to do more with resource management, issues, risks, and then tighter integration. This is probably really long-term with Dynamics AX. They use that for their project accounting. And then they also have an enterprise architecture management piece of software called Planning IT that they want to do some integration with for Project Online. So this is their distributed deployment. So they have these business process units, a couple examples, CFIT, this is all the projects covering IT-specific projects, and then legal, finance, and HR projects, strategic enterprise services IT, user experience IT has groups such as network infrastructure services, which I'll talk a little bit more about as they were a, sort of a sub-early adopter group. But what IT wanted to do, I mean, they could have approached this a couple ways. They could have had one large project web app instance, but the fear there is that they could, that's a lot to bite off, and they could probably spend years planning exactly how to configure that and getting stakeholder buy-off, et cetera. They could also just let anybody in IT go and create a project web app instance, but then you have a lot more challenges when it comes to rolling up data and then pushing out best practices. So they kind of struck a balance in the middle in that they mapped a single project web app instance to each of these high-level business process units. So each of these business process units has their own separate project web app, and that allows them to go ahead and, you know, if some of them are more mature, they want to take Project Online further, they're not held back by red tape and bureaucracy that you would get if you maybe had to go through one project web app instance with one governance body. So what they do also as part of their balance is they have a master instance where they do work with groups across the business process units to develop best practices around, you know, metadata like custom fields and KPIs they want to track, templates, project detail pages, how they want to structure different types of projects, and also just general other best practice config settings. They use a partner data pump tool to pump that out to each of these sub-project web app instances. So that gives these individual BPUs a place to get started and a place to sort of not have to start from scratch. They can leverage some of the best practices that are being pushed out from Microsoft IT centrally, but they can go ahead if they want and leverage more of the functionality, integrate deeper, et cetera. So they're also working on doing reporting aggregation across Project Web App instances as well to pull everything together. So let's talk about one of the early adopter teams. So part of their strategy is to take a sub-team and sort of put them out there going forward to lead with broader and deeper integration. So one such team is Network Infrastructure Services. This is the team in IT that they're the plumbers for the network. They, for all of Microsoft, they handle all of the hardware, the storage, et cetera. Our wireless infrastructure is managed by them. They have been a really great early adopter in terms of leveraging more of the features of Project Online and going ahead and doing that more quickly, and then developing best practices and having other teams follow in their footsteps. So they're sort of a medium-sized team, $135 million budget, I guess medium-sized for Microsoft. And again, they have, you know, large scope in terms of who they support. So their goals, they wanted to establish some governance. So all project work, both inside Network Infrastructure Services and out that related to it, they wanted to track that in a standard way. They wanted to centralize that into a single tool. Previously, things were tracked in Excel spreadsheets, SharePoint lists, not tracked at all. Really, all their project management was stored in disparate systems, so they wanted a tool that would bring all of that together. They wanted to be able to measure and track project status in a standardized way, so where projects are at, what are some of the key health performance indicators they should be looking at. Reporting was really key for them, both cross-project at the portfolio level and at the individual project level. And I'll show you a couple screenshots on how they approached reporting. And then they wanted to do some lifecycle management using rudimentary workflows. So projects from conception to closing the project, they wanted to be able to track where various projects were at in that lifecycle. So I'll just show you a few screenshots that represent how they've configured Project Online to address some of these goals. So this would be the custom homepage that MSIT created. They've leveraged the new promoted list link feature that's available in SharePoint that gives you these cool tiles in this carousel. And here you can kick off different project types like agile projects, waterfall projects, lightweight SharePoint task list projects. You can also access reporting for their enterprise reports, cross-project, and their individual project-level reports, project status reports. For the enterprise reports, they leveraged Excel. They did this. They started this in 2010, and now they're migrating it all to 2013. But they've been able to do this using Excel and OData in 2013, so they can track things like active projects. They built this dashboard using project reporting and OData, total risks, issues, projects coming in, number of new projects coming in, key performance indicators around project health for each project, where projects are at in the life cycle, et cetera. So this dashboard has been super useful in giving their executive stakeholders and their PMO visibility as to overall portfolio health, and then they can, you know, pull levers based on various project statuses in here. For their individual project report, they had really specific requirements around formatting that Excel fell a little bit short on. So what they did is they developed a custom app using the new SharePoint app model, and then you see some to get to the data in Project Online to build this project charter and status report. And the solution managers and project managers inside Microsoft IT have been used to seeing this data in a very specific format. So this really helped with their breadth of adoption in Microsoft IT by making it look exactly like what people were used to. So this app didn't take them very long at all. It just gives you sort of a high level data around the project description, business justification, some of the key KPIs, they pull out issues, risks, et cetera. And then this is emailed or, you know, added to PowerPoints for weekly or monthly status cadences. So they really liked that they could get this thing up and running using the app model very quickly, and that they were able to get to all the data that they needed to include in this report programmatically. So a summary of the benefits that MSIT has seen. I guess, ironically, the cloud service has been very significant for them. I mean, of course, they have expertise to do VMs, patch management, all the server infrastructure stuff. But by not having to do that, that frees them up, as Sean said, to do more, focus more on the business and to focus more on project planning and execution. They really liked the task consolidation feature. They felt like, so in Project Online 2013 in SharePoint, you can aggregate all your tasks from Project Server, from SharePoint task lists, and from even Outlook into one place. And that's really helping individual users with prioritization of their tasks. The web interface for scheduling, they really like that. It's easier to train users on the web interface versus using Project Professional, although there are still a lot of people in IT who definitely leverage the power of Project Pro. The SharePoint task list projects, so this is the idea of just working in SharePoint, not even necessarily having to be aware of Project Online, and doing project management in a simple, lightweight fashion using task lists. They felt like this would increase adoption breadth because you can connect Project Web App to these task lists and then get the cross-project visibility and insight in Project Web App. SharePoint Designer authored workflows, this was really big for them. So they developed in 2010 workflows using Visual Studio. It was harder to, it's hard to update and deploy those. With the new Visual SharePoint Designer author workflows, it's just cheaper and easier for them to create and tweak their workflows. And then finally, as you saw, they love the rich reporting capabilities, and especially now that they are drag and drop using the OData service in Excel. And then they liked that where that didn't fit their needs, it was really easy to do customization using the app model, as you saw in that specific status report. So best practices, figuring out the right balance of the scope of their Project Web App instances was big for them. So like I said, not having a massive, huge, one monolithic instance that may be slower to progress and mature, but sort of splitting that up. They feel like they struck the right balance for their org size and maturity level. Having smaller adoption teams lead the way, proving value, and then having others follow that. So we saw that network infrastructure services kind of went ahead, used more of the Project Online features, and then what they're doing is developing best practices, configurations, et cetera, that other IT teams can just leverage versus starting from scratch, and they've already proven their success and value in using those. And then with security, they opted to leverage the new SharePoint security integrated mode for Project Online just because it's so much simpler, as Sean also pointed out. Previously, they were using the Project Server security mode, which is more flexible, but it also is super complex. There's a lot more management overhead. So they like the new simplified integrated SharePoint security model that we offer in Project 2013. So I'm just going to talk about, so those are the internal customers. I'm just going to talk briefly about some external customer profiles. But again, a lot of these customers we're working with to develop detailed case studies that we'll publish. But I'll give you a quick preview. Most of them, I'll just tell you what industry they're in, except for Revlon, because Revlon actually did a really great presentation on upgrading from Project 2010 to 2013. So I won't go into a lot of detail here. I've just sort of pulled out the cliff notes, but I encourage you to watch their presentation that's been recorded if that's of interest to you. But basically, they're saying some of the same things we've seen from internal customers. Do a crawl, walk, run. Like Sean said, don't boil the ocean. Their IT and power users adopt first, and then they roll out more broadly in their org. They're focusing on key features. They're not using everything. Like, they're waiting on more advanced features like portfolio analysis. Having a business sponsorship and keeping them updated in the loop, a business sponsor, executive sponsor. Working with partners to solve problems that they're better at rather than doing all the customizations themselves. They stayed as close to vanilla as possible. They try to do configuration versus customization. That's something we also recommend generally. Keep it simple, really. And then let's move on to, there's a pharmaceutical customer who is managing thousands of clinical trials across multiple divisions and roles, doing resource planning, time capture, et cetera. So far, with their experience with Project 2013, they again love that there's cross-browser support and richer experiences supported on more devices. They like the custom app deployment model. They also love the web scheduling. It's now more powerful than ever in 2013, so you can do a lot of the same things you can do in Project Professional in the web. SharePoint integration with project sites, you get all the stuff you get with SharePoint, but now it's connected to Project Online if you want to do that. And then also, like MSIT, really like the lightweight project management stuff you can do with just SharePoint task lists and connect those to Project Web App. A couple other customers in Europe, a manufacturing and media companies. I'll go ahead and just I'll skip over this and kind of just summarize the common threads we're seeing for benefits and best practices. So benefits, what we're hearing across internal and external customers, getting started quickly is now easier than ever because you can skip completely the whole infrastructure setup. With some large deployments, it may even take you months to get all the hardware procured, to tweak your hardware such that it can handle the scale you expect. Now you can just do a couple clicks and the Project Online service takes care of that for you. You can focus again on your business, your project planning and execution versus all the infrastructure stuff that goes along with hosting your own SharePoint farm. Access anywhere, another thing we hear from everybody, being able to just pull up a browser anywhere, any browser, and get the same rich functionality from SharePoint and Project Online, also on any device, phones, tablets, etc. Everybody seems to love that. The theme of getting more power and value with less effort. So data capture, it's now easier for team members and PMs to update and track their status. They can do that in their task section. Team members can do this in their task section in their My Site. PMs can do it on SharePoint task lists. Reporting, insights, it's now all drag and drop. You don't need to know how to write SQL. You can just pull up Excel. You can pull up an out-of-box report in Excel for Project Online and then just tweak it by picking the tables and entities you care about in a visual UI rather than writing the actual SQL. And then we also have the rich client reports in Project Professional that look really great out of the box. And if you do want to tweak them, it's all just, you know, point and click. Governance, big improvements in how you can create workflows, project workflows. You no longer have to use Visual Studio. You no longer have to have a developer help you. You can just use SharePoint Designer. And then extensibility, the apps from the Office Store. There are a couple great sessions on project apps that are already available being developed by partners that I encourage you to check out. And then general ease of use. So we're more tightly integrated with SharePoint than ever before. Project is really sort of just a big app on top of SharePoint. And we also provide several experiences that have, I guess, a range in complexity and power for you to choose from. So if you're just doing lightweight project management, you can just use SharePoint task lists. And if you want, you can connect those to Project Online to get visibility. If you need more of the scheduling and power of the project scheduling engine, you can do that either in Project Professional or a big chunk of that, more than ever, is now available in the web as well. Best practices, obviously this isn't set in stone. These are just some common threads we've seen from early adopter customers. So going online, that just decreases your deployment times. You don't have to worry about managing and hosting your own SharePoint farm and adding project to it. And then ongoing maintenance is also lowered. So again, you have more time and more resources to focus on the business and actually doing the project planning and execution. Getting executive sponsorship for your Project Online deployment, and then having this project champion who's the more hands-on technical person. Those two roles are, I think, really key to having a successful Project Online deployment. Educating yourself about all the capabilities of Project, but just choosing the ones that work best for your team. Like Sean had also said, not boiling the ocean, starting small. and then phasing those rollouts both in terms of capabilities and user adoption. So start with just a few key bread and butter features. You don't necessarily have to have the whole org use them. Have some small pilot teams use them. Go ahead, prove value and success, and then bring on more users. Keeping it simple is really key. You can, if you want, develop really complex configurations, and you can, you know, write apps and extend all the capabilities. But don't do it if you don't need to. Project Web App and Project Online instances are much easier to manage when you really just keep it simple. Be aware of what it can do and use what makes sense for your org. If there are gaps in functionality, leverage now the app marketplace. There are a lot of apps that are already available, developed by partners, that may fill some capability gaps that your org needs that aren't available out of the box. So you can leverage existing apps, or you can build your own. And then finally, like extending the value with the SharePoint integration. So now we have a really close tie with SharePoint sites. So SharePoint sites offer you, you know, integration with OneNote, documents, news feeds and social features, custom lists, task aggregation, et cetera. Leverage all of that power of SharePoint, and then you can bring in some of that data into Project Web App to get the cross-project visibility and all the benefits that go along with that. So next steps, I encourage everybody to sign up for Project Online. If they haven't already, you can do that now. And get a preview version of it. Check out all the capabilities and think about some of the best practices that we've talked about today, and then, of course, spread the love. Here are some related sessions. There are a couple really good customer sessions that mentioned SharePoint and Project. Also, product feature sessions and then development. The Revlon session is really good. They've already, you know, gotten pretty far with Project Server 2013, so I really encourage you to check that out as well if you're interested. And yeah, there is a link to the Microsoft IT case study if you're curious in learning more about how Microsoft IT leveraged Project 2010. Hopefully we're going to do a 2013 version sometime in the future. Any questions? Yes. So the question is, does Project Online integrate with Team Foundation Server? So at this time, there is no server integration. So we don't integrate with the server version. There is a client add-in you can use in Project Professional that does do integration with Team Foundation Server, but it runs through the project client. So you have to open up the project in the project client and then sync your project tasks with the TFS work items manually as a PM. So definitely, like, it's something that's on our radar to do the full server integration online. But in the interim, we do have that client integration as sort of a stopgap. Any other questions, comments? Yes. So the question is around permissioning. If you add somebody to a project, like on if you build your team and add them to the team in the project, does that also give them permission to the SharePoint site? So we do still do syncing in the background. Yeah, so what we do is in the background we sync project permissions with the SharePoint permissions. So I'm pretty sure if you add somebody to a project team, we will sync in the background and give them access to the project site as well. We can follow up offline to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Yeah. Yes. So if you're using on-prem 2010, you want to go online. Not offered out of the box. I believe there are partner solutions that are helping with migration. So I could probably get you some information online. We don't offer any out-of-the-box functionality for that.
There you go. So I actually did that. I probably shouldn't stand in front of the speaker. So we did that. It depends on how many projects you have to move. In my case, we probably had 15 projects to move, so we just took the project plan, saved it up to Project Online, and moved over the documents to the project site. And for us, that was good enough. So if you have a small enough set of projects, manually moving them is pretty easy.
Yeah, actually, that partner, I believe they are developing solutions for migration. I'm not sure exactly where they're at, so let's follow up offline, and I can give you the information there. But yeah, like Sean said, if you want to just like save all the MPPs off and then manually migrate up the SharePoint assets like documents, you can do that as well. But yeah, I'll give you the information offline for partner solution. So the question is, if you have users using Office 365 online, and then you have users using Office 365 online, but they've bought the project licenses, and they want to collaborate, it depends on how they'll be collaborating, and it depends on what tenant they're in. So are they in the same tenant, or are they in? Okay. It depends on the level of collaboration, but generally, yeah, we have tenant-level boundaries, so security and everything is managed at the tenant level. If you have users within a tenant, some who have project licenses and some who don't, there still are collaboration opportunities, like through SharePoint or through publishing reports and stuff like that. Users that don't have licenses won't be able to do things like log into Project Web App, or if they don't have license to Project Professional, they won't be able to open that. But other sort of SharePoint-based or reporting-based functionality, they should be able to collaborate on. I can also get your information and see what functionality there is available for cross-tenant. I'm not sure. Yeah. Sorry, say that again? Okay. You're running on Office 365 dedicated, okay? If you wanted to add project online, you mean? Okay. I'm actually not sure of what the differences are between dedicated and not dedicated, so that's something I could definitely get your information if you want to come up here and follow up on. I imagine that you can add project online to that service as well. I'd be very surprised if you could not. But yeah, we can follow up and make sure. Yes. Yeah, that's a great question. So the question is around reporting, not having like OLAP cubes or SQL reporting services available and using the OData model instead. So yeah, there have been some challenges with that if you are used to using SQL reporting services. There are certain things you can do there, like more specific formatting. And actually, this customer, IT, was using SSRS, and they had to create that app because you don't have the level of flexibility in formatting, for example, that you do in SSRS as you do in Excel. But for like the 90% case, or maybe I would say higher than that, they're able to do all the reports. So it's really for some of these niche things that they're willing to take on the benefits that you get from going online and, you know, give up something like some of the specific formatting they got with SSRS. Now, long term, I think, of course, we want to further our online integration with some of the other reporting services. So that's definitely something that's on the radar. Oh, great. Okay, thanks. Any other questions for either myself or Sean, real internal user of Project Online? Yes. Right. So it's not necessarily that discouraging. I mean, I see it more as just educating. So some people may be like a really small team and they just need basic task management, and maybe SharePoint task lists plus project professional would be fine for them. And them aggregating like three or four projects into project server just, you know, isn't worth it. It's not gonna add value for their specific scenario. So it's really more around just educating them, hey, here's what you can do with SharePoint. Here's what Project Online offers you in terms of capabilities. You decide what makes sense for you. So yeah, I wouldn't say discourage, I just say educating them about the capabilities. We do get people who sign up, think they need Project Web App, and then realize, oh, I just really needed a couple SharePoint task lists. So Project Web App would be overkill for me. Yes. Yeah, I don't know the nitty-gritty details, but we log in using our AD credentials to our online tenant, and I'm pretty sure anybody who signs up for SharePoint Online can set it up to sync with their own corporate Active Directory so that they can use their AD credentials as well. Any other questions? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So if you create a project SharePoint site not connected to Project Server and you're just using like the lightweight task management, once from project you connect Project Web App to that site, we add a couple things to the site, and one of them is a page called Project Details, where we do surface select custom fields that you've chosen to be surfaced in that environment on the SharePoint site. And then we also add issues and risks and some of these other SharePoint entities that integrate with Project. Yeah, go for it. Mm-hmm. Right. No, on-prem, the TFS server integration is supported. Yeah. I don't know the nitty-gritty technical details on that, but I believe it was the APIs that we support on parity around the APIs we support on-prem. There was some, like, gap there, but definitely works on-prem. Definitely works online if you just use the client connector, and the server integration online is something, you know, we've received feedback on and customers want that, so it's definitely on the radar. Any other questions? Okay, thanks everybody for coming.